This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Financial well-being on Bartholomew Town is brought to you by Navigant Credit Union. As Rhode Island's first ever member-owned credit union, Navigant Credit Union has been a staple in the local business community for more than 108 years. Today, Navigant is a $3.4 billion institution serving more than 136,000 members across 25 physical branch locations. But since its founding in 1915, the mission has never changed. Navigant Credit Union's team of financial professionals have remained committed to improving the financial well-being of the families, businesses, and communities they serve across Rhode Island. Learn more at NavigantCU.org. We welcome Lisa Dandino. And Lisa and I actually met at Navigant's Providence branch opening a couple of months ago, and which was really cool because it was the first, literally the first time Navigant had reached Providence in its 100-plus year iteration. So Lisa, thanks so much for the time today as we talk about some of the recent success stories that Navigant has enjoyed.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here and continue our partnership. So it's our pleasure to share our story with you today.
All right. So I guess before we get going, for anybody who doesn't really know about Navigant Credit Union, I always say it's the place to bank in Rhode Island. Give us the rundown on Navigant Credit Union, what it is, and sort of what you do there.
Thank you, Bill. Happy to share that story. And I appreciate being the place to bank in Rhode Island. That's great. So Navigant is more than 100 years old. So in fact, we were chartered in 1915 in the city of Central Falls. And the French immigrants needed a place to save money and to ultimately buy land. So welcome, you know, there began the mortgage product. And so our commitment is really not wavered since that beginning. And that is that we are dedicated to our members, the people that we serve, and the communities in which we do our business. And our strength and success over these 108 years is really allows us to continue to give back to those communities. And so we started in Central Falls, and today we span across the state with 25 locations. And the commitment to the people that we serve and the communities that we live, work, and play has not wavered.
Yeah. And that commitment is, I think a lot of people on the surface level don't necessarily know or appreciate the difference between credit union and bank, right? There's a substantial difference there. Talk about that if you could.
So what is really different is one being a local Rhode Island-based organization since the beginning. It's been all about been about the community, and we're owned by our members. So your first $10 of deposit in Navigant Credit Union entitles you to an ownership share, and that drives everything that we do. We answer to our members, our owners, and we take great pride in that, and they're at the forefront of every decision that we make. And our people are unique, and they are so passionate about what we do and how we serve. That is the credit union difference, right? We truly believe what sets us apart is our people and their passion for helping others. And you couple that with our ownership by our members and our joint commitment to the community. It really is a powerful statement to really make a difference in the communities that we serve.
It's a key difference that is fundamental, but I think is oftentimes not appreciated fully by, I don't want to say the general public, that sounds condescending, but I don't think a lot of people realize the major differences between a quote unquote traditional bank and a credit union. You outlined it there quite well. Navigant recently held your 108th annual shareholders meeting. That's a legacy institution, no doubt about it. But you provided your shareholders with updates on Navigant's performance in 2023. Talk about some of the highlights that were shared at that meeting and anything you want to touch on.
So the key to that meeting is really it's for the members, right? For the owners. And what's amazing and I'm really proud of for Navigant is I oversee strategy. And one of the keys to our success is that we remain flexible and we adapt to the changing conditions. You have to be. You can have the best plans, but you've got to stay relevant and you've got to really understand how things are changing. So one of the things that's changed over that 108-year history is that the meeting is now hybrid. So you can join virtually or you can join us in person. And so we had a combination of both, which was really neat and enabled lots of people to join. But what that meeting is really about is, you know, there's some regulatory things that we have to do and members have to approve. But at the essence of it, it's, you know, our leader, Kathy Orbitz, giving the treasurer's report and really touting our financial strength and really letting our members know how we're doing. So what does that look like? Navigant Credit Union, from that small credit union that started in Central Falls, is now $3.7 billion in assets. We serve more than 140,000 members. And as I mentioned, we have branches across the state. So we have 25 locations. And so being able to talk about that financial strength, what does that mean? That really positions us to give back to the community, right? To really understand what our members want from us, need from us, and to reinvest so that we can be their trusted financial services partner and we can make our community stronger together.
You received some really good news a few weeks ago. Newsweek included Navigant Credit Union on the list of the nation's best regional banks and credit unions. What does that mean to you?
Well, we're not in business for the accolades, right? But I have to say, this one feels pretty good. And here's why. As I mentioned, our team and Team Navigant, as I like to call them, us, is we're so passionate about helping others, right? And we really believe that we come to work every day to help build partnerships and help members, businesses, communities with financial well-being. We do that in a variety of ways. But to have a national recognition by Newsweek, to be one, you know, there were 10,000 banks and credit unions evaluated and 500 got some recognition. Navigant was one of only 75 credit unions and the only credit union in Rhode Island to receive this recognition, the only Rhode Island-based financial institution to receive this recognition. So what does that mean to us? It just means that our commitment, our members, the community, they recognize it. And what we're doing is working and we're making a difference. And so being a national recognition on various points of evaluation, so you know, not only our products and services, the customer satisfaction, but our financial strength, our reputation on social media, our digital apps. So it was really a broad-based and really touched on all of the elements that make Navigant who we are today. And so we're really proud because every person, every member had an impact on these results. And it's just a testament to them that that we're doing what they need us to do, and we're very grateful. So thank you for asking, Bill.
Well, it's really a reflection of personalized, community-centric work that Navigant is engaged with. A lot of things happen behind the scenes, you know, in terms of just not only charitable work, which is significant, but just being a community pillar. And that is something that you can't necessarily quantify with any sort of numbers. It's even hard to articulate other than just, here's a list of everything that every life that we touched, which is, it would go on and on forever, right? So it's just, you kind of know it when you see it. You're an institution that's a pillar of our community. What does that mean to you? It's bigger than, to me anyway, there's some brands, there's some firms in our community in Rhode Island that are so embedded that they're just a backstop in a way that it really puts the private sector, so to speak, into a place that is interactive and almost, I don't want to go quite this far, but almost in that public service realm.
So for Navigant, as I mentioned, we're really committed to the community, right? And we're local and we're here. And so we get to work together with the leaders of our community and our members and really invest in the community together. So because we're a local organization and because we're member owned and because our value proposition are our employees, our commitment is to give back. And we make our state stronger when we're working together. And so let me just give you a couple examples. So our employees are dedicated to community service. We support almost 500 organizations. From the credit union's perspective, we donated almost $1 million to help various organizations and communities. And on top of that, we have the Navigant Credit Union Charitable Foundation, which is a separate organization. But that organization was able to give meaningful grants to more than 27 organizations, almost $500,000. So you know, what does it mean to me to be local and be invested in the community? It means that we can really make a difference. And it means we have the best team and we have the best members that put their trust in us. And together, we're able to do some pretty powerful things to keep our state moving forward.
What are some of your goals for 2024?
Our goals for 2024 are really based around, we want to help as many people as we can, right? We've got a great story to tell. We've got terrific products and services, but beyond that, we genuinely care and we want to build relationships and we want to work together to make a difference. And so we want to be your financial services partner. And so the plans for 2024 are to continue our growth strategy, because the more we grow, the more people we can help and the more communities we can serve. And we want to continue providing our members what they need. And so feedback is so important to us. And I want to thank the members who are listening and the community that supports us. And we are listening. And if there's anything that we can do to improve your financial well-being, we are here to help.
Lisa Dandino, Senior Vice President, Chief Administration and Strategy Officer at Navigant Credit Union. NavigantCU.org is the place to start if you're interested in learning more. Or, of course, you could come down to a branch location. How do people take the next step, Lisa, if they want to move their money from wherever they're banking right now to Navigant?
Oh, that's a great question, and I'm glad you asked, because we would be delighted to help anybody with their financial well-being. So you can hit us on the website. You can call Navigant Credit Union. You can stop into any one of our branch locations. Certainly check out our website. Whatever is easiest for you, however you want to interact with us, whether it's by telephone, whether it's digital, or whether it's you come in and see us, we're happy to help in any way that we can.
Lisa, thanks so much for your time. This is Financial Wellbeing presented by Navigant Credit Union every month right here on Bartholomew Town. It's a popular segment that is... it is a topic that a lot of people are, it can be a sensitive arena. And I think that you have all done a really good job of sort of taking some of these conversations down to a level that people are willing to engage with. And again, Navigant, it's a community backstop. It's a pillar of the community, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.